Grady for some thoughts for today.
Good morning. What a beautiful song. It reminds me of, I had something very tragic happen in my life, so many years ago, and I told a dear friend about it because I didn't know what to do. You know, when we first hear something, it's tragic, but when you settle down, it helps. You know what she did? She said, you need to get out of this vibration totally. Let's go see the movie. What was the name of it? Mamma Mia. Yes. And sometimes we just need to realize tragedy happens in life. And sometimes we need to refocus and learn to dream again. On manifesting in this new year, I feel like there's a lot of things that are different. I feel like we're at a crossroads in humanity where things are different. When we used to manifest, it was all material things. Now it seems like the universe is calling us to calm down, to go within, to be quiet, to discover that inner nature that we have. You know, in that song, I Have a Dream and I Believe in Angels, it also reminds me of something when I first became metaphysical. I just was so enthusiastic, and life began to change. You know, when you hear everything for the first time, you can hardly wait to put it into practice. And I was so trying to tell my oldest brother all about metaphysics. And he was very concerned about me. And he said, you know, Connie, I think if Spirit told you to jump off a bridge, you would do that. And to this day, I'm still contemplating, what would I have done? Because I so believed and my faith was so in there that I knew that if they asked me to do that, I'd be perfectly fine. Sometimes we forget about those things. But one of the greatest things in life is learning how to dream. To dream what you want in life. Maybe not so much objects, but what do you want? Do you want love? Do you want peace? Do you want enough to keep you happy in life as far as money and insurance and all those things? Do you know we all have the right for that? And sometimes when we listen to things, we think maybe we're not good enough for life. We're not good enough for a dream to happen to me. We're not good enough. Our self-esteem is very important in understanding how to manifest. Because if your self-esteem, if you don't believe it can happen to you, that's the energy that goes out there and says, she doesn't want it. She doesn't think she's good enough for it to happen. So you're going to have those naysayers around you, perhaps, like my brother before he did become metaphysical. But you can't allow people to talk you out of it. You've got to keep that commitment, that energy, and that desire, and that dedication. Energy is being enthusiastic about it. And just knowing it's going to happen. What this or something better. It's none of our business how it happens. We just know that it is. Sometimes it's, the first book I read, I rented a house, and it was how to be it. What was it? I can't remember now. How to become rich is what it was. And some guy had left it in the apartment. And there was a whole list of what he wanted to manifest that he had taped on the bedroom window. And I thought, I wonder why he left this here. And so I looked at it and I thought, I'm become rich. I think it was something like that, Napoleon Hill, I think.
Think and grow rich.
Think and grow rich. And, you know, I had no desire for that. But I did have desire for love. So all through the book, I scratched out rich, which is kind of silly, and put love. And, you know, I've met other people who did that. The material things, to me, I like enough to be comfortable. That's not what my life is all about. And I think the universe is calling for all of us to simplify. I know that Virginia used to have, which I had it now, things for happiness and things for peace of mind and contentment. And I heard some lady say this just the other day on the news. She said, live beneath your means. Live beneath your means and enjoy the wonderful things that are free. And while you're living beneath your means, that means you're saving money that is growing, that perhaps is going to allow you to have the dream that you're yearning for. When we first got this chapel, well, wanted a chapel, we didn't know how in the world we were going to pay for it. But we knew we had a will, we knew we had a desire, we knew we had a down payment, and it came about. Now it's time for us to change. It's time for us to simplify. And what I feel our universe and our angels and our people are telling us, we're not here for the already metaphysical. They've already found their way. They already know what they want. They're happy where we are, where they are. We're happy where we are. But what the universe is calling us to do is to be an example and to create an atmosphere where anyone can partake in a workshop or a lesson. Or maybe it's astrology, or it's something new to them that they've always been interested in. I know that Mona, no, it's not Mona. Mona has some friends. They haven't come yet. But Alicia said, the great book that I love so much, Becoming a Spiritualist by U. Gordon Burroughs. It's a wonderful, it's a simple book. It's a great book. She gave that to somebody to read. And she came back and she said, I believe everything in this book. Do you know how many people really believe in something like this, but they really don't know we exist? They don't know anything about it. So it means that we need to do a little different planning. But it takes energy, just like our individual, what we want. It takes the desire. It takes the desire of all of us, if that's what we want, to work together and do what we can in a simple way, not a difficult way. We don't need a big place that we have to house clean all the time. And it's beautiful, but we don't need it all, do we? It's gorgeous. We can make a beautiful place no matter where we go. And we have to be dedicated. But to be dedicated, you know what you have to do, whether it's manifesting for yourself or for us? There's something that we need to do every day of our life. It's the most important thing we can ever do. And that's to put God first. To put that energy, that God energy first. Don't expect the day to work out if you can't start it that way. And I think I've told this story before. Several years back when I was working for General Motors, the head big CEO guy came to our plant. And there were several hundred people at a time. He wanted to talk to every individual. And he said, I don't care what you do, but General Motors has to come first. Now, whether you want to put family or God second, that's your choice. I knew then it wasn't going to go. We were going to have trouble. But you know, for your dream, for your desire, for our desire as a whole, we have to remember, we have to put that God energy first. And it's easy. It's the simplest thing to do, but sometimes we forget it. There's a source out now that's saying, if all you can do to meditate, meditate for 1 minute. Because everybody's complaining about they have so much energy, they got to go to work. They've got to go to school. They've got to do this. They've got to do laundry. They said, you can surely commit for 1 minute. And that 1 minute will change your energy so much that you'll desire 2 minutes. And then you'll desire 3 minutes. Because it's like water. For our spirit and for manifestation, for creation, we have to have that time of peace. We have to have that commitment where we can just let go so that we can begin to listen to the inspiration of that God self within us. So that we can begin to listen to how to acquire our desires. And there's one other thing that I would like to talk about. And that is, until you get to the point where you don't hate anybody, and you don't despise or hate or feel horrid about any experience you've gone through, you're going to have a block. And you just are. That's just all there is to it. That's part of our learning and growing experience here. We've all come with challenges, personality challenges. We've come with disabilities, maybe. We've come and acquired friends or partners that have been abusive. Or maybe we've been experiencing someone that's an alcoholic, or maybe we've had something that we've been addicted to. That's great. That's a learning experience. That we can always find the energy within to find a source to help us and direct us through this. We haven't come to be perfect pearls. We haven't come to be perfect diamonds just being born into the situation. It's like that coal. It has to be so compressed to create the diamond. That's what this life is all about. It's acquiring the knowledge to look at the negative, to look at what we've come through, through forgiveness, releasing it, and then thanking God and the universe that we had that experience that allowed us to grow. So when you're thinking, we're not going to write letters today. You know, every year we usually write letters. We don't know where we're going to be. So you guys can write your letter at home if you choose. We're going to do the bowl burning. You can do whatever it is you need to do. But putting it in there and not keeping up with it is not going to do anything. Because you have to have the right energy. You have to have the right belief. You have to know it's going to be there without a doubt. That's what children do. You have to know it. Anything I've ever manifested in my life, I've known it. Some of you, most of you, know who Linda Alton is. We took a class once about manifesting, and we decided what we were going to manifest. And it worked so quickly and so abundantly, it scared us to death. And that's the truth. And, you know, Marianne Williamson says, we're more afraid of the power within us than we are with the things that go wrong. That's true, I'm here to tell you. But the earth, the universe, that creativity is calling us now to go within, to determine what you want to do with the rest of your life. What is it you truly want? To begin to, what you need to do when you do that is to learn to love yourself. Because when you truly love yourself, you're in that mode where you have the belief that you're worthy of it. And if you don't love yourself first, you can't love anybody else. It's just like that great Wayshore said, love your neighbor as yourself. Yourself first, your neighbor second, so you know how to do it. That doesn't mean you have to like them. We don't have to like what people do, but we have to love them. wherever they are. We have to love that creative, divine self that maybe they're not even aware of yet. You know, one of the posts I posted was about loving yourself, and you have to love every experience in your life. And a friend of mine said, I need to talk to you about this next week. You know, many people in traditional religions don't understand things like that. We aren't taught how to live our life abundantly in emotions and in love and in peace and in joy and enthusiasm, because they think they have to pray and God will take it away and then they don't have to do anything. Aren't you glad that you know better than that? Aren't you glad that on the spiritual path there are challenges, but that we realize with each challenge we meet, we grow more glorious. We grow more in light. We grow more in compassion. We grow more in understanding. And one of the greatest expressions my teacher ever taught me is, and sometimes we're called upon to understand those, even though we can't understand. God bless you.
Now before the